So WalletHub did their annual best and worst states to raise a family. You know, they start the year with that usually every single year. So they've just put out their list. And this, I have to say, this list this year is very shocking. It's not at all what you would think. Like if I asked you to name the top 10 best states to raise a family, I would think that probably I'm going to go with, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4. Four states that are on this list, you would think of the bottom. You would never put them at the top
of
the list.
They always put things like Minnesota high.
Funny you should say that. That's number two.
That's number two. So it's always those wacky states that I don't agree with. So if Minnesota is number one, Michigan's not number one.
Right. That's what you're saying.
It's got to be like an Ohio, maybe. It's some weird state like that.
No. Okay. So here's the criteria, just so you understand.
Okay.
Family fun is one of the criteria. Okay. Wait, let me just get to the criteria.
Minnesota is not family fun. It's 75 degrees below zero all the time. There's no family fun there. It's walking outside going, oh, dear God, I'm going to die.
Right. Okay. Well, family fun is not just like fun things you can do. The number of attractions is part of it. Like, you know, rides and kid-friendly stuff is definitely there. But fitness, recreation, and sports centers are important. And the percentage of children who live in a neighborhood with a park or a playground, as opposed to kids who don't live anywhere near a park or a playground, that's family fun, something you can do for free, just walk into a park and put your kid on a slide.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Here's what is very interesting. One of the criteria now is health and safety. Now, that used to be how many hospitals, how many doctors, life expectancy, violent crimes per capita, that kind of thing. Now, the most important thing is weekly positive testing rate of COVID.
Here goes Florida.
And weekly death rate of COVID. Those are the
goes
two
Arizona.
Top. Yep, those are the two top health and safety criteria right there that I think tanked a lot of states. You'd be surprised.
Yeah, I was going to say Arizona and I was going to say Florida, but just because you threw that out, there's no way they're even in the top 50.
Right. Education and childcare is another criteria, which is the quality of the public schools, how much daycare is available, the quality of the daycare, the cost of the daycare, number of childcare workers per child, stuff like that is factored in. Affordability is on there, and that's
here goes housing. New York.
Well, that may surprise you because I'll tell you this, New York is in the top 10.
Huh. Well, because Albany, because you got upstate.
Right. Yeah, it's because it's New York State. You're right about
right.
that. Median annual family income is in this. Retirement access, paid family leave, which is really big in New York right now. People are unemployed. And finally, socioeconomic, which is how many families are separated, divorced, how many are living in poverty, how many are unemployed, how many are fully employed, what the job opportunities are in that state. So there's a lot that went into it this year. Like, I think that a lot of it goes into it, but now that they put in the COVID stuff, I think it's changed it.
Okay, so let's say Minnesota number two.
Yes.
And I'll say Nevada number one.
Nevada, not only is it not number one, it's not in the top 10.
Oh, wow. Surprised. Okay. What's number one?
Oh, you want to go from one down?
Yeah, I want to go one down.
Okay, fine. Number one is Massachusetts.
Really?
Yep. Yep, yep, yep.
It's cold there, though.
Yeah, but you know what? They scored really high in health and safety and socioeconomics and affordability. So that's why they're
there. I thought
it
was very, very expensive.
I mean, it's not the most affordable, but its highest scores were in health and safety and socioeconomic.
Okay. Number three?
Number three is North Dakota, which is scored really high in family fun and affordability.
Because there's like four people there.
Right.
You can hang out with everybody and you know everybody because it's four people.
Now, here's where New York comes in. New York is number five on this list. I'm sorry, number four on this list. And the reason why New York is number four on the list is because it scored probably the highest in health and safety. Because we've had our COVID numbers down really low as a state, as compared to other states, for quite a while now. Remember, we started out at the top at the beginning of COVID, but we've learned and everybody is super careful and gets tested all the time. And There's all these testing centers. So New York scored really high for health and safety
and education.
Really high for socioeconomic.
Mm-hmm. And education is very high.
Education very high here as well. Exactly. Number five on the list is Vermont.
Okay.
Number six. Yeah, and they scored the highest in family fun. Number six is New Hampshire.
Really?
Yeah. Well, that's not the surprising one. Here's the surprising one. New Jersey is number seven.
Because of Six Flags.
Yeah. You know what? They scored high in family fun and socioeconomic and health and safety. Yeah, it's true.
The Jersey Shore and Six Flags.
Right. Right. Yeah, they got a lot going on there. Number eight is Washington State, which I could see that. Education,
yeah, not D.C.
Education and child care, very high in Washington. Mm-hmm. Connecticut, number nine.
Hmm.
Yeah, because they have both family fun and socioeconomic and health and safety. And finally, number 10 is Utah.
And none of these states, except for New York and New Jersey, you would live.
I wouldn't.
No, you wouldn't live anywhere.
Yeah. So the state where you are in, 43.
What's Florida?
Florida.
It's got to be high because they got Disney World.
Yeah, Florida's better than you. Florida is number 36 on this list.
Yeah, Florida's got Disney World and beaches and they got Harry Potter World. They got Star Wars World. They should be number one with Star Wars World. Whereas California, they should be high too. They have beaches and Star Wars World too.
I know, but see, California's number 25, and the reason why they scored they're down that far is because, remember, when it comes to health and safety, their COVID numbers are off the charts right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and your old stomping ground, Michigan's number 31. Let me give you the bottom five. Here are the bottom five considered the worst places to live in the country right now.
Georgia.
No, not at all. Well, Georgia's number 40, so it's down there, but it's not the bottom five.
Okay.
The bottom five are Oklahoma, 46, Louisiana, 47, West Virginia, 48, Mississippi, 49, and New Mexico, number 50, the worst state to live in.
See, I thought New Mexico would be high. Jobs are good. The cost of living's good.
No. No, it's scored really, really badly in every single category.
Because I have friends that live there. They love it.
I'm sure, but they scored less than every other. This is not me. This is Wallet Hub saying this. Okay. So, you know, remember, it has to do with family income. So, like, New York, New Jersey has the highest family incomes around.
Mm-hmm.
And New Mexico has one of the lowest family incomes around. You know, they also have the highest child care cost.
Really?
Yep. Highest child care cost.
More than New York.
Yeah, more than New York. More violent crimes per capita, more than New York. New Mexico. Also, New Mexico has the highest percentage of families in poverty. They have the highest separation and divorce rates. So all the things that you do not want are all in New Mexico. Like if you, that's one of those places, you know, I watched a lot of those shows on the ID channel where people are killing their spouses. I mean, there's two places where those go on. One is Sacramento and the other is like different places in New Mexico.
That's the only reason you don't want to move there is because people die there from serial killers.
There's a lot of places to bury people when you're out west.
Well, this is the desert. There's lots of places in the
desert.
That's the point. Yeah,
right?
Nobody can find you ever.